Caskets are expensive conveyances, and to be blunt about it, they only travel about 6 feet under. Many people blink their eyes at casket prices. They are, after all, used on just a single occasion. But now some funeral homes are offering what amount to timeshare caskets for those occasions. Kevin Montroy of Montroy's Funeral Home and Chapel in Kingston, Ontario, joins us from Kingston. And is this essentially rent-a-casket?
That's a term that's commonly used, is a rental casket system. And the object has been around for some time now, and it was really a move to try and help consumers with often what's viewed as a very expensive cost of dying.
Actually, dying's cheap. It's getting buried that's expensive.
Yeah. We basically have tried to be very forward with our families to make some of those options available, and we're finding that it's going over extremely well, particularly when opting for cremation as final means of disposition.
So somebody gets displayed in a rather nice casket for essentially what amounts to the rental fee, and then they can get buried or cremated in something that's a good deal less expensive.
That's correct.
And without being vulgar about it, maybe even a little more flammable.
That is also true. There's also the environmental side, which I think is driving a lot of people's interest in not having to bury or burn a very elaborate casket.
So what's the difference in price between buying a casket and renting one?
Yeah, it's about a third of the price. We have some rental caskets at $600. Our most expensive solid cherry casket is a $1,200 rental price.
Canadian. How many times do you rent a casket?
Between four and six times. The rental casket comes with a removable interior. It's on a Velcro system.
After a casket has been rented, is it then sold?
Yes, we try to make those units available. Usually if there's somebody in the community of low income means, we can provide them with a very dignified, proper casket.
I bet there's some of your families who you help that still feel a little queasy about this.
I think when the rental casket concept came out a number of years ago, and I'll go back maybe as far as 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I think there tended to be some reluctancy by families when they thought about what its ultimate purpose was and the fact that it had been used before. We didn't see the rental system being used as much in the past. I think in general, with the costs of funerals reaching where they are today, I'm finding very little hesitation with families when provided that option.
Mr. Montroy, thanks very much for being with us, sir.
You're welcome.
Kevin Montroy owns Montroy's Funeral Home and Chapel in Kingston, Ontario, joining us from the studios of Station KFRC.